Thank you, Sam. The final set of news stories for today's recording begin with city folk outraged at the council for cutting down ancient woodland. City people are outraged at the council after it felled trees in one of Norwich's oldest woodlands as part of its plans to improve the site. Locals have criticised the council for sanitising Lion Wood in their efforts to build accessible paths for walkers and cyclists and improve flood management measures. The council cut down sycamores, which it says it planted, ash trees and a small number of oaks that were either dead or unable to grow into healthy trees because of how close they were to other trees. City Hall says the removal of these trees is to make way for a new wider path for walkers and cyclists and to install natural features like ponds to protect the woodland and reduce surface water flooding for nearby homes. The woods are situated between Pilling Park and Telegraph Plantation, the adjoining wood in Thorpe Hamlet. It used to be part of Thorpe Woods, which is mentioned in the Domesday Book of 1086, which dates the reserve back to 940 years. The landscape of the wood includes dramatic slopes, hills and valleys, which are believed to have formed during the period of Wilstonian Stage, a cold period in the Middle Pleistocene, where ice sheets and freezing conditions affected much lowland Britain. To be classed as an ancient woodland, an area needs to have been a persistent woodland since the 1600s.
Plans to install a 65-foot phone mast close to a community centre have hit opposition, with claims that it could hamper expansion plans. Mobile phone company Cornerstone is seeking permission from Broadland District Council for the mast on Helsdon Recreation Ground, close to Helsdon Community Centre and tennis courts. The company says the mast and base station are needed to provide upgraded 4G coverage and capacity, as well as 5G coverage in this area of Helsdon. Helsdon Parish Council, along with Sheila Gurney, Broadland District Councillor for Helsdon North West, are calling for the plans to be rejected by Broadland's Planning Committee. That committee recently blocked Cornerstone from putting up an 82-foot mast at Carrowbreck Close in Helsdon, saying it would tower over nearby homes. The strongly opposed Parish Council and Mrs. Gurney hope the committee will stop the fresh application too. They say the mast would be too close to where an extension of the community centre is due to be built. A parish council clerk, Jonathan Hall, said this will create extra logistical demands of the build, which will prove to be costly and may affect the design of the building already approved by the planning authority. Cornerstone said a number of alternative locations had been considered and rejected as unsuitable, while the design was the best compromise between the visual impact of the proposal on the surrounding area and meeting the technical requirements for the site. A decision will be made in due course.
The Bishop of Norwich has joined Norfolk MPs in a bid to gain UNESCO World Heritage status for the county's chalk rivers, rated as precious as the Great Barrier Reef. Campaigners, including the Right Reverend Graham Usher, want to see chalk streams recognised among the rarest and most important habitats on Earth. Only around 200 are known to exist worldwide, 85% of which are in England, and many are in Norfolk, including the Glaven, Ingle, Hung, Stiffkey, Tiffy, Wissey, and Wensum. They support more species of plants than any other English river type and provide vital habitats for threatening wildlife and including water vole, brown trout, and white-clawed crayfish. But despite their global importance, most are in poor condition due to factors including over-abstraction, sewage discharges, agricultural pollution and climate change. A letter to the Environment Secretary, Emma Reynolds, has been signed by 50 MPs and peers, including South West Norfolk MP Terry Jeremy, Waveney Valley MP Adrian Ramsey, and the Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Ulsher. The letter says, chalk streams are, and I quote, among the most biodiverse, ecologically significant freshwater ecosystems in the world, and are as precious to England as the Great Barrier Reef is to Australia or the Amazon rainforest to South America.
Firms in East Anglia will be paid grants to hire more young people and apprentices under new government plans to tackle the youth unemployment crisis. Businesses will receive £3,000 for every person between the ages of 18 and 24 that they employ who's been on benefits and searching for a job for more than 6 months. Meanwhile, small and medium-sized firms will be paid £2,000 for every new apprentice they take on. The government hopes the Youth Jobs Grant will support around 60,000 young people into jobs over the next 3 years. It comes as the number of NEETs, that's young people not in education, employment or training, rose to almost 1 million last year, representing 1 in 8 people aged 16 to 24. Critics say the grants will only paper over the cracks after the government's £25 billion national insurance tax raid on businesses and increases to the minimum wage last year. Employers don't have to pay national insurance on the salaries of employees under 21 unless they earn more than £50,270. Firms have also warned that new rules giving greater protection to workers, coupled with further increases to the minimum wage next month, will put a handbrake on job creation and recruitment because of the added costs associated with hiring new staff. Government economists have estimated that the Employment Rights Act will cost businesses £1 billion a year once fully implemented over the next 2 years. UK unemployment hit a five-year high at the end of last year, climbing to 5.2%. And meanwhile, the rate of youth unemployment reached 16.1%, the highest level since 2014, and above the average level in the European Union of 14.9% for the first time since data was available in 2000. This is according to the Resolution Foundation.
Bosses at Norfolk County Council have defended their record on potholes after a national report branded the state of roads in England and Wales a national disgrace. The annual report by the Asphalt Industry Alliance, published on Tuesday, found it would cost £18.6 billion to bring roads up to scratch, with the Norfolk backlog estimated at £71.4 million. But Conservative-run County Hall defended the state of its roads, saying Norfolk had the lowest number of potholes out of 40 surrounding counties. A spokesman said Norfolk has 6,200 miles and we deal with typically 8,000 potholes per year. While that might sound a lot, there are other authorities out there with much less than half the mileage and dealing with around 50,000 potholes per year. Our figures show a rate of about 1.3 potholes per mile of road. The 10 authorities with the highest number are dealing with between 13 to 22 potholes per mile. The spokesman said so far this financial year, the authority has fixed 6,515 potholes. He said the county also consistently ranks among the top performing authorities in the National Highways and Transport Survey, with its 48% satisfaction score exceeding the 40% national average. The council is not responsible for the A11 or the A47, which are maintained by the National Highways.
And finally, the King has honoured a 105-year-old RAF veteran who flew bombing missions from Norfolk during the Second World War. Flight Lieutenant Colin Bell, who was stationed at RAF Downham Market, is the last surviving bomber pilot to have flown the de Havilland Mosquito aircraft during the conflict. He gave the monarch a copy of his memoir, Bloody Dangerous, which recounts his experiences and what it was like to fly a mosquito, known as the Wooden Wonder, for being mostly constructed of wood, during 50 raids over Germany. During an audience at the palace, the pair shook hands and chatted, and the King presented Flight Lieutenant Bell, who served with the RAF's 608 Squadron in the Light Night Striking Force, with the citation to his Distinguished Flying Cross, which was originally awarded to him for his actions by Charles's grandfather, King George VI, in 1945.
We have now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
But just before we go, did you know that, as well as receiving your favourite Chatterbox recordings on memory sticks and via a smart speaker, we are now available as a podcast? A podcast is a whole programme accessed on a smart speaker, smartphone or computer, and available when you want to listen. You can listen to all your Chatterbox favourites from The Weekly News, Norfolk Magazine, Chat Around, and of course Just Talk, simply by opening your podcast app, be that Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, Podbean, and so on, and searching for the Chatterbox programme that you would like. Ask for Chatterbox Chat Around to hear conversations with local people. Search for Chatterbox Norfolk for features and regular stories from around the county. Chatterbox Weekly News will bring you all you need to know about the fine city, whilst Chatterbox Just Talk will fill your ears with our regular nonsense and a perplexing quiz. You can activate the subscribe button and be notified whenever a new episode is launched. So join the podcast revolution, or tell someone else about us, because every listen helps.
Our thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who have produced today's edition. The editor was Ian Gorst, and the sound recorders were Simon Pitt. If you would like to let us know anything about the items you have heard about today, you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. Don't forget to keep listening for this month's edition of Just Talk, which will follow on now. And with that, it's time to go. We hope you have enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. So from me, Marianne, and John, it's goodbye.
Goodbye.